Hey, it's Mark chiming in with MI Cannabis Critiques. Real quick, just want to touch base with a few important tips for you. Environmental maintenance. It's very important that you change your air filters, change the filters on your outside filters on your carbon filters, sanitize. I mean, keep your environment sanitary. I'm talking anything that you touch on a regular basis. You want to, at minimum, and I recommend you do it weekly, but at minimum, wipe it all down, sanitize it all, door handles, nutrient containers, bottles, pH up, down, like faucets, like, once again, door handles, all equipment, plugs, anything that you plug in and plug out. And there's a lot more than what I've just listed off, but start with these and you will soon find other things that you can sanitize as well. Do this and it will help keep problems from arising. Also, once again, I want to get into the fact that environment is so crucial. It's just as crucial as the food, the nutrients. So just keep your environment tight and you should be that much closer to producing top quality buds, top quality product, medicine. Whatever you put in, you get out. And if you're doing all these little things, your end product is going to be that much better. So anyways, want to take a second and thank everybody that does listen to these podcasts. If you share them, I appreciate it very much. If you have any questions, you can reach out to us on Facebook at MI Cannabis Critiques. Till next time. Most importantly, for smokers, if you smoke rolled cannabis, sanitize your lighters, sanitize your rigs, sanitize your cell phone. I mean, these are things you touch repeatedly all the time. So does no good to put a lot of effort into the garden if you're not like conscious of trying to not bring problems into the garden. Keep your clothes clean. Have a system. Like, for example, I start in my nursery, the most crucial area for me. But I come into the garden clean clothes, showered. All my items are clean. Finish the nursery. I take a break. I don't go from room to room to room to room. Like I'm saying, I just do everything I can to prevent problems from happening. And this is something that a lot of new growers will overlook. And the biggest mission of this podcast for me is to try to help the new growers, save them from making the mistakes that I've made in the past. And if you think you could provide a little value, feel free to comment on any of these videos on Facebook to try to do the same thing. Help your fellow growers. Let's keep improving the quality of medicine that we're producing. I've watched cannabis go from 6% average THC all the way up to 30 plus now. We're breaking 30%. It's crazy. I got batch tests coming back 25-26%. This is batch test, so they're randomly selecting nuggets out of batches. You know, it's not like me cherry picking and turning in the best of my plant. You know, they're randomly picking these. And ideally, I've worked at 3 testing facilities. They're not going to go and try to take the best nuggets anyways. You know, that's just, they're going to leave them there. They're going to select other buds. So if you're testing 25%, you're killing it. You're crushing it. Keep it up. And with that, we will conclude this episode of MI Cannabis Critiques. Have a great day. Have a great month. Have a great harvest.